Welcome to AnvaCast, bringing news, information, and expertise to the Anva community. Here's your host, Ian Grossman. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new Anva podcast that we are calling the AnvaCast. In these troubling times, as folks are struggling with new ways to connect and interact with each other, Anva is coming out with new methods of communication to reach our members and stakeholders, and we're so pleased that you have tuned in for our very first episode. And I'm really thrilled that for our first episode, my special guest is Anva President and CEO, Ann Farrow. Welcome, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ian. It's a pleasure to be called special.
And there's so much happening in the world right now, so much impacting our members, our staff. Let's just jump right into it. A lot of our listeners know you, know your background, know that you have a history both with the federal government, state government, working with the private motor carrier sector. Tell me how Anva is doing. Start with Anva, the organization. You know, we have 150 people on our team that's spread out throughout North America. We had to move very quickly into a remote working environment. How's the organization doing?
Ian, the organization ANVA is under full steam ahead from the moment we shifted to a fully remote mode March 13th to today. It's really stunning that the team has not skipped a beat. The team has been very focused on ensuring our core mission of supporting our members, and their focus has been one of high energy and high intensity and flexibility. So shifting to a virtual mode has not been without its bumps, but it certainly has been at a continuous and a rapid pace.
And so how about on the member side? You know, you mentioned shifting to that interconnectivity that so many of our members look to Anva for without being able to have that tactile experience. What's happening in that space to bring members together?
Well, so it's been remarkable to watch our members. Certainly the way we've connected has been through telephone conference calls, GoToMeeting, audio calls. To watch our members move through this has been, I think, what's so remarkable and really inspiring for all of us to be able to support. And it starts here. The members of jurisdiction credential issuing agencies, highway safety agencies, their jobs have not stopped. Their core missions of serving the public from a credentialing or roadside safety space has continued unabated. The perception that they are closed for business is a misrepresentation of where they really are, because to an agency, they're offering and figuring out how to continue some form of backroom operations to process paper that comes in by mail or email, to continue the system support that enables so many online transactions, and to redirect their teams to innovate and develop in warp speed new online transaction capability so that citizens can continue to engage in their mobility and their identity credentialing that they need so much for our day-to-day business. So in many ways, our jurisdiction members have carried all of their core functions plus the added pressure of figuring out on the spot, on the go, how do you deliver a service in this new environment? And how do you stop a service or suspend a system that's automatically programmed to carry something out in the space of a waiver or an emergency declaration? So their momentum has been at warp speed. Our need to support them is ever present and ever inspiring. And the business of the people, if you will, that happens through the front door service of motor vehicle agencies, driver license agencies, traffic safety agencies, continues unabated.
You mentioned on the things that Anva is doing to support the members, adapt, adjust. Anva has rolled out some new tools and resources to our members. If members are tuning in here and haven't had the opportunity to really look through some of those new tools in a toolbox, where might you suggest they start and look for some additional support?
Well, I'd go right to the AMVA webpage, and the top box, there's a top gold box that highlights resources very specific to this COVID pandemic period. Certainly, it starts with a table of the status of all the jurisdictions across the U.S. and Canada, and whether they are open, closed, key contact information, status of particular credential types. The second piece within that gold box is a huge, significant resource list of links to other entities, whether they're emergency declarations or waivers through the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, CCMTA's information, the Canadian Council of Motor Transport Administrators. And then a little further into the box to the right, you'll see members would see a jurisdiction materials resource page. In that source, in that spot, which is password protected for AMVA members, jurisdiction members can access examples, samples, existing plans that have been developed by their peers across North America to handle business in this unusual time, whether it's a new skills testing approach, whether it's a waiver for a knowledge test dependent upon certain prerequisite qualifications, whether it's the reopening plan and the communications plans. So across the board, those resources are also available for our jurisdictions.
And at so many AMVA events and interactions, there's always a lot of conversation about AMVA is first and foremost a family, the community that kind of comes together to hold each other up. In your conversations with members, on a personal level, what's your sense out of how people are doing? You know, you mentioned at the outset in your answers that our motor vehicle agencies and law enforcement never really closed. They're transitioning. They find a way to keep operating. Yet at the same time, all these individuals are managing families and friends and communities at home to support going through a crisis. How do you think our folks are doing out there in the field just making it through?
Well, from what we hear and experience ourselves, the agency leaders, their key staff, their frontline employees and staff are doing it with a strong human touch. There's this constant refrain of the need to stay connected with each other to be sure that folks feel like they're being heard. That is, those employees that are being asked to be on the front line, that their concerns are being addressed, and that additional measures are being taken to be sure employees and customers and our leadership themselves are kept safe or are taking into account measures they can take to be safe. Another piece to all of this is listening to members talk to each other on our weekly conference calls or through the board meetings we just held or other governance or working group meetings. Members are deriving a great deal of strength from each other. And as long as AMVA can continue to provide that collaboration space, even in new formats, to enable those conversations peer-to-peer, to enable that exchange of information, sometimes just a shoulder to lean on when there's a tough challenge to confront. All of that seems to lend towards the positive energy in the community. This is just a community of people that are problem solvers. There's not a challenge they don't face every day where they don't pull themselves and their team and sometimes their peers together to say, how would you approach this? How do you do this? We need to get it done. Let's be innovative. Let's pull on the resources we have and let's take care of the problem. Yeah. It's a constant refrain. Well,
that's really great and uplifting to hear. I know, I have no doubt that a lot of our listeners are folks who know you personally and have known you personally over the years and are friends of yours in many cases. I'm sure they'd want to know how you're adjusting to the transition, being home more often, not traveling, working from home on a more regular basis. How's it been for the Farrow household?
Really kind to ask. You know, it's been fun. I've gotten much better acquainted with my coworkers, my husband, Dan, and our dog, Lola. Our children are all grown up and out of the house, so we try to Skype every Friday night with game night. Working from home has been a new discipline for me, trying to make sure that every day I shift my mindset on a daily workday into the office, which is one of the kids' old bedrooms and a little desk, but an office nonetheless in separate space, once the day gets rolling, my goodness, our work days go quickly. They can be quite long. They can sometimes be challenging in figuring out how to take care of all the follow-up. But being able to get off work and just be home right away is a pretty remarkable treat. The board meeting last week is the first I've experienced where I was home at the end of the day, as opposed to off to a board dinner or starting the day with a board breakfast and a business meeting. So there are real pleasures to it in terms of the downtime that has increased for me. And there are challenges to it in the missing that face-to-face interaction with you, with our colleagues, with our members. And so, you know, with everything, there's some good, and with everything, there's some challenge. But I'm fortunate to be able to just keep focusing on the good elements. It's spring, and I think that's a real positive for
indeed.
All of us.
It is indeed. With spring will come new hope and change, and I know future innovations with our members, and hopefully in ways that our organization can support them. So, Anne, I want to thank you for being our inaugural guest on the AmvaCast. I have no doubt you will be returning in future episodes as this experiment of ours continues and evolves. And so for now, I think we're going to sign off and ask everybody to look out for episode 2 coming in the near future. Welcome and thanks, and we'll talk to you all real soon.
Thank you for joining us for AmvaCast, hosted by Ian Grossman, produced by Claire Jeffrey, music by Gibson Arthur.